Jacobs, and welcome to Blues in the Afternoon. And we have a special guest in the studio today. It's Sarah Benk, lead singer of the Rex Granite Band. And she had a band before that, too, Sarah Benk and the Robbers. Well, we're here to talk about a lot of things, including some tracks from a new forthcoming album called Electric Combo. So I welcome to the studio for the very first time, Sarah Benk.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, let me put you up here. There you are.
All right. Mike, thank you for having me, Mike.
Mike number two. Yes, yes. Long overdue. And we're glad to have you here because there's a lot to talk about. You guys, Rex Granite Band featuring yourself, just won the band category at the Nebraska Blues Challenge just a few weeks ago.
We did, yes.
So we congratulate you on that. You'll be representing the state of Nebraska and the Omaha Blues Society coming up in January at the International Blues Challenge. That's in Memphis. And you've been there before?
We have. We were there not last year, but the year before.
Mm-hmm. And so that's coming in January. And we'll talk about some other shows you may be doing here locally here pretty soon. But a number of the tracks from the new album have been released this year as singles, including My Old 59. That was issued in October, and I've played that a couple times here on the show. You want to tell us about how that one came together?
Well, a lot of times Kevin is, or Rex, is sort of the seed planter of ideas. So he comes in with an idea. He sort of presents it to everybody. All of the songs have sort of a different story. Sometimes they have more of a metaphorical, you know, underlying meanings. Sometimes they're just a fun story. And so that's kind of what My Old 59 is. It's just a fun story about, you know, passing down, or the discovery and the passing down and the passing along of a 1959 guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of a fun,
rocker. When I heard it, it almost sounds like you're talking about a car, but mm-hmm. but it's the guitars are kind of that way too, vintage machinery.
Yeah, and then the second part of the song talks about a 63 amp too.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we'll take a listen to that one? This is My Old 59. It's from an album called Electric Combo. That album is not yet out, but we'll talk more about that here in a moment. And you're listening to Blues in the Afternoon here on KIOS FM. There you have My Old 59. That is from the Rex Granite Band, featuring Sarah Benk on the lead vocal, and it's from a new album called Electric Combo. Now, you were telling me before the interview started, Sarah, that that album's not out officially just yet.
That is correct. Yep. So hopefully by the end of the year, we're just kind of in that final like artwork production phase of duplication, that whole part of the process. So recording's complete, mixing's complete, but just making copies.
Yeah. Maybe sometime before Christmas.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Then everybody can give it as a stocking stuffer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your background in music. You you fronted a band prior to this, Sarah Benk and the Robbers, and tell us about your musical upbringing a bit.
Well, I started on the cello when I was in fourth grade. I played that all the way up through a year in college. But I discovered the guitar when I was about 13 years old, 12 or 13. And from that point on, it became a conduit for my thoughts, ideas, feelings, self-expression, a way just to kind of, cope with life
mm-hmm.
in a constructive and healthy way. And that was something that I really needed. And it's something that I still need and is why I still play music, at the very foundation.
Yeah. You guys, you have a very diverse kind of sound. You do blues, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You fit under that roots umbrella, some soul and some rock and roll and a lot of different things. It's y'all bring a lot of different influences into the game there.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we do too. One of the things I'm most proud of us as a band is, taking the idea, the conceptual idea at the beginning, the seed, And I think it's so easy for us being, you know, critical people of ourselves, especially to, you know, discard an idea or to, you know, just, oh, well, that kind of sucks or that's not good enough. And so, but so acknowledging the idea and seeing it through to completion and developing these ideas that are, that don't necessarily fit into a genre. They just are us. They're just, you know, what the song was intended to be through our eyes. And to me, that authenticity is something that you can't, you know, you can't pigeonhole into a genre. I mean, I think we're lucky enough that, like you said, it does sort of, you know, most closely resemble something of, you know, blues or roots, you know, soul, rock and roll at times. But for us, part of the fun of the songwriting process is that it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't know exactly what that's going to be until it's done. And then from that point, you know, it continues to evolve in the live setting. And that, you know, keeps it fresh for us too.
Yeah. And I mean, you can gauge the crowd reaction pretty mm-hmm. pretty easily. Rex has talked about, I know in previous interviews, just how important it is to connect with the audience on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. And I think you're doing that with the recordings as well, from what I've heard the last album or two.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the goal. I mean, this idea, Electric Combo, there aren't any on the album, there aren't any, you know, supplemental musicians, instrumentation from outside of our core group of people. It is just that, an electric combo. It's these four people representing themselves musically, you know, the same as you would hear them live, you know, maybe a little bit less, you know, improvisation as you would see live or things on the fly, but it is us, you know. It's these four people who've been together as a group for, you know, this amount of time. It's the chemistry of us. It's the, you know, this musical commitment that we've made to one another to develop these ideas and to express them, you know, this amazing gift that we have, you know, to sort of channel this conduit from the divine to express music. And right. that's a gift.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you authentically connect with people in the audience, because regardless of what music you're playing, whether it's country or pop or rock and roll or whatever, people know, people can feel and sense whether or not it's real.
Yeah. How long had you known Rex before you joined this particular lineup?
Well, we played together before the Robbers. The Rex Granite Band, you know, originally started, oh golly, let's see, what year is it? I think it was,
I have to say, probably about 15 years ago, wasn't it?
It was about 15 years. I'm doing the math on how old I am, but I don't want to tell everybody. So... No, but I was about 17 when we started when I started playing with Rex, and you know, we played together for a few years. We had some, you know, different life changes that went on, a lot of growth, personal growth outside of, you know, one another, and that took place. A lot of that took place too while the Robbers were happening. Had a couple other projects in there too, but yeah, I've known Rex for a really long time, and when he came back to me and said, hey, you know, I feel like we were meant to make music together. And would you like to just give it a shot and see what happens again? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, all right. You know, I'm in a different place in my life, and I need that.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us about the rhythm section, the bassist and the drummer in the band.
Okay, yeah. So we've got Dane Armbrust plays... plays bass guitar, and we have Anton Divis on drums. So
these guys are fantastic. They are a fantastic rhythm section.
We're so lucky. Anton's been playing with us for nearly the entire duration of the band, of this reincarnation, and Dane joined with us. Oh, it's been, oh gosh, I think almost almost 2 years now. And I mean, he's young and he's we're just lucky. We have a really wonderful, incredible rhythm section.
You got a song on the new album called New Orleans, and mm-hmm. of course that city has offered musicians plenty of inspiration through the decades and centuries. Yeah. Tell us about this song.
New Orleans. So it talks about this guy named Old Scratch, right? So it's kind of about, you know, making a deal with the devil a little bit. Like, you know, you've got these people and, you know, they're just playing in a band in a bar down the street, you know, for nothing. And the devil comes in and he's trying to make him an offer, but he says, hey, but you gotta follow me down to New Orleans. That's kind of part of the deal. And it sort of leaves it open-ended, but yeah, that's kind of the age-old story, I think, of the blues.
Indeed. And we're back with Sarah Bank here, our special guest here on Blues in the Afternoon. I'm Mike Jacobs, and I want to skip ahead here to January when you're going down to Memphis. Okay, you're going to be representing Nebraska at the International Blues Challenge, the International Blues Challenge. And
yes.
Have you guys made a plan in case you win? What's happening?
In case we win.
In case,
yeah.
I think you might.
Well, I think our plan is to see what, you know, what doors are placed in front of us and to sort of, you know, feel which ones are the right ones to open.
Yeah.
You know, to ask for guidance. Okay, so here's what we have here. Here are our options. How do we do this? I mean, I think our dream, all of us, you know, is to, like, I have family, I have children, you know, is to find a way to work in this business above the grind, above the, you know, above breaking even, mm-hmm. and to, you know, be able to enhance and enrich the lives of those around us. Those would be those that would be coming along for the ride. you know, by the experiences that could come from that. You know, if there's a way to do that, I think that's the dream.
Yeah.
And to play Austin City Limits.
Yes. That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. We, I've been watching it since the beginning, so. Okay, so we'll close out the show today with a tune that you picked out that you like a lot from this that Rex Granite has written the lyrics to. It's called Port of Storm. So we'll play that, and we want to thank you very much for stopping by. Been long overdue. We should have had you in some years ago, actually, but we're glad to have you along here today on Blues in the Afternoon.
Well,
thanks for stopping by.
So grateful to have been here today. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll play the tune here. It's called Port of Storm. It's from the Rex Granite Band featuring Sarah Bank right here on Blues in the Afternoon.